We spoke last time. This is Shmuz here from the Art Sofer from the Altim Slavotka. And he talks about his whole approach is to look at the world not only at the apparent, but at the depth of what's really going on underneath. He calls it the previous. In other words, a person can do an action on the outside, a physical action, but as far as the essence of what's really going on, it's the shleimus, it's the purity, it's the sincerity, it's the devotion, it's the feeling of that which he feels inside, which is the way that things are really appropriately measured. So that's what he was in the midst of. So on here on page Gimel, the last paragraph. That's page Gimel. Here we have the handouts over here. The Ovos Ha'olam, all of their actions, they didn't do except with this Ruach HaPnimi. In other words, the actions that we attribute to them physically were physical actions. But it's really the essence was the depth of what was inside, the emotion, the feeling, the sincerity. And he'll explain a little bit as we go on. Yaakov Avinu had the unique distinction of fighting with a Malach Hashem, and he won the battle. He says his battle with the Malach was definitely not a battle of physical prowess. It's that Yaakov Avinu was physically stronger. He had more muscle, he had more physical strength than the Malach. That's obviously not what's going on. He says, a spiritual, intellectual battle took place between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach. The Yaakov Avinu hichriya es ha-Malach tachtov. He overpowered the Malach with the hidden spiritual strength that he had inside. Because we say in Tfilas Geshem, we're being misfiled to Hashem for a schus that there should be Geshem in the world on Shmini Atzeres. Yachad yichad lev v'gol al even me'alpi be'er ma'im. He united his heart. With the entirety of his heart, he removed this heavy stone that the other shepherds had to all come together to take off from the Be'er Mayim. Kenevak, equivalent to, as if, Kenevak losar bolul me'eshu mayim. Just as the battle that he fought with the Sar of Esav, which was composed of eshu mayim. Hishvu kanes ha'maisa shegolol evin le'mavakoy im ha'malach. Here, the Python here makes a comparison of the strength which he used to take the Evan off the Be'er to the battle that he had with the Malach. Now, that's a very strange comparison. They're two different things. So he's proving his point from here. Ki keshem shenitzach es ha-Malach v'koich ha-Ruchni, just as he beat that Malach, he won the battle with the Malach with his spiritual strength. It wasn't a battle of physical force. It was a battle of spiritual strength. So too he had showed the same koyach when he removed the even. This gvura that he removed the stone from the well, even gedoylo shekol haroyim hoyud tzrichim esasik legoylo. This was such a big stone that all of the shepherds had to come together, and together they were all able to remove it. But who is Cyril of Adoy? And he removed it by himself. He took the stone off as if you would take off the what do you call it, the pkak, the cork from a barrel. You pull it out like this, like you pull it out. It says, so simple. Showing the strength, the greatness of his strength. Gam kocho, it didn't come from physical strength. It came from an inner spiritual strength. B'deimel and Nitzchayu al Malach. Similar to the way that he beat the Malach. He didn't beat the Malach with physical strength. That's not Shayach. Yaakov Avinu didn't have the strength to physically overpower the Malach. Elamai, it was what? Why can't it be? I can't be. Malach has superhuman kochos.
It's not physical?
Because he has superhuman kochos. I don't know. But certainly it's not the physical power to beat a Malach. Malach comes as dealing with Ruchnius. Keteret says he beat him in his Ruchnius game. B'deimel in its Chonish Malach. Lochein, Tzianu kan yichad lev. He united his heart. L'amdeinu, shekol ikroi shel galila so evin loibo. The strength, the whole essence of the, there's more chairs, of the galila so evin, removing the strong lobe, the stone lobe, elevitech yichad halev. From this, the spiritual power that he put together, the entirety of all of his spiritual koichas, yichad halev usually means the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara, with his full koichas, umo erech yesh le'evin akvedo v'yoyse l'umas koyach aruchim shel yichad halev. He says, what koyach does that physical stone have against the spiritual powers of a person? In other words, Yaakov Avinu so wanted to do chesed to help the royim, to fulfill his purpose in the world, which I think he goes on to explain that too, that he mustered a spiritual strength which gave him the ability to do something that was humanly impossible. Humanly, it took all the royim together. They all had to come together to get that stone. But Yaakov Avinu, in the intense desire to do good, was able to accomplish what others couldn't accomplish. Someone once told me a story about someone who was a safari in Africa, and his whatever vehicle he had, it got detached from the whole train, and he was left alone, surrounded by all kinds of animals, and his life was in danger, and he didn't know what happened, but they came back finally. They realized he was gone. And they saw him way up on the top, a branch of a high tree. And they asked him, how did you get there? And he says, I have no idea. But he just mustered that strength because his life, and this was also, I guess, a spiritual strength. His life was at stake. So he managed to find superhuman strength to jump all the way a distance that no human being could normally have jumped. We have superhuman powers within us. They come from spiritual forces. They come from the determination to live. They come from the determination to do chesed. They come from unbelievable places. There were people that there's this chance inside. This in the kitchen. There are more chairs. There are people that, it's Rabbi Levine. It's a man that did chesed with that shaykh. And I used to feel, knowing him, that it was just something. He had an otherworldly power. There were times when you think he was a mind reader. You're bothered by something and you walk in to see him and he starts to talk about it. And he solves your problem before you even tell what it was. There are people like this. It's a spiritual koyach. The desire to do chesed, the desire to emulate Hashem is so acute that they have superhuman powers that otherwise they would never have. Let's go on and see how he explains it. Umahoya yichud libo shel Yaakov. He goes on, maybe I... I'm sorry?
Can you just recap this last paragraph you started with?
Which one? What we just did?
Yeah.
He says that the Python in Geshem compares the rolling over of the removal of the stone all by himself with the overpowering the Malach of Esav in his battle. He knows that the Malach of Esav, the battle, was not a physical battle. I don't even know, as you say, maybe a Malach doesn't even have physicality. I don't know what it was, but it was a spiritual koyach that he had, the koyach of truth, the koyach of the mission that he had in the world, of bringing good to the world over Esav, whose mission in this world is to challenge that and deter it. And that spiritual strength, he was able to beat this Malach. And the Python compares the two. So from that comparison, you see that this was also spiritual. This was also spiritual. He says, what was the spiritual? He wanted to do chesed. All these royim were there, or maybe they weren't all there at the time. He wanted, there was one there. I can't resist. When you're not blessed with a beautiful olam like this, when you schedule a talk, so you have to save face a little bit. So you tell a story. What's the story you tell? You tell the story that there was once a person, it was going to give a lecture for farmers up north in the Galil, in Eretz Yisrael. And he announced that Wednesday night at 9:15, there's going to be a big lecture. Everyone is invited to come. New Wednesday night, 9:15 comes, this one farmer shows up. That's all. Tanai Nahara, look, we have a beautiful olam here, but one farmer shows up. See, finally, he asks the farmer, says, should I give the lecture or not? So the farmer says, I don't know anything about lectures, but I know about cows. If only one cow shows up, so the feeding time, you feed the cow. He says, you know, you're right. That's a good svara. He said, okay, he gave the lecture. 2 hours of lecture as if he was in Binyanei Ha'umah in front of thousands of people. Finally, he finishes the lecture. He figures, I have a chance to get some feedback from my audience. So he asked the farmer, Nu, what'd you think of the lecture? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know anything about lectures, but I know about cows. I know if only one cow shows up, you feed the cow, but you don't give that cow all the food that you were supposed to give to all the others. Anyway, so Yaakov Avinu was waiting, I don't know, for one shepherd, for all the shepherds, I don't know. But he was able to do what all of them had to do together. And it said that was a physical strength. So you're comparing a physical to a spiritual. So the Alta understood from that, that if you compare the two, they have to be comparable. So just as the battle with a malach was a spiritual accomplishment, it was done with his ruach, with his spiritual koichus, so too, the power to physically remove that evan was granted to him or was achieved by him with that spiritual fire inside of him that he wanted to do good, he wanted to do chesed, and I think he goes on to explain. So,
does the spiritual chaya make him fight the malach physically? Maybe his spiritual, because you could at least make him have the power to physically fight the malach.
Yeah, but he seems to kind of that the malach, the battle with the malach couldn't be something physical. Maybe like Effie says, he says there's no battle because the malach doesn't even have, malach doesn't even have a goof. So it couldn't have been a physical battle. I don't know.
But something physically.
Grabbed onto his... he affected him.
Yeah, no. So when the Sipurnu says, take a kafierich Yaakov. So, oh, no, the malach hit him. That's something else. I don't know. But that's what he says. He says
it has physical effects, but it's not a...
Yeah, whatever it is. Listen, let's take his word for that. I think it makes sense. A malach is it's a... Next time you meet a malach and you want to battle him, remember you're not going to do it with your fists. You know, it's not going to be with brute strength. What?
That's what they do with the rock. That's,
you know,
for rock. Right. The chesed he did for the rock was just for rock.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying...
for everybody.
But no, but he wanted to do chesed. The power, the spiritual powers within us are far greater than any physical power that we have. Let's continue. Let's just see what he says here. Okay? Uma hoya yichud libo shel Yaakov. Haviyemer kavanosoi hagedoylo lasoi chesed im horoyim. Says he wanted to do with all the roim. He wanted to do chesed. His lahidomois el habeir yisporach midoysa. Why? And he didn't stop wanting to do chesed because he likes to do chesed to emulate the midas of HaKadosh Baruch. Inside, he had this burning fire, this passion. I want to be like Hashem. I want to emulate Hashem's midas. So he says, just like he does chesed, you should do chesed. The Pasuk in Tehillim says the world is built with chesed. That the whole koyach that's hidden, which forms the foundation and the kiyum of all the worlds that Hashem created, it's all midas ha-chesed. In other words, Hashem created this world all for the purpose of chesed, with the ultimate chesed, and its foundation is chesed. It's all about chesed. Why do you have to create the world? Hashem didn't need the world. He didn't need the world. He didn't need all the tzoras that this world gives him. He didn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. There's nothing we can add to him. There's nothing we can offer him. There's nothing we can enhance him with. He created it purely to do chesed. Because a bal chesed, a being of chesed, wants to express that chesed in action, to bring it min hakoyach el hapoyel. So even though he was the ultimate bal chesed in his essence, well, a bal chesed wants to bring it to fruition, to from the potential to the actual. He wants to actualize it. So he actualized it by creating the world. So the essence of the world, the foundation of the world, the purpose for creation of the world was all to be to fulfill this midas hachesed. This is what it was all about. So b'meila he says like this: mikan yesh lohavin.
It's limited to that?
What?
Like there's no, like we always say, it's not
only
just chesed. Why is
he? No, well, all the midas of Hashem. No, in this particular, no. Chesed, first of all, that's a good question. So now,
what else would have been on
the well, no, that's true, but he's asking something else. He's asking something else. What are the olam chesed yibone? If it's built on all of the midas of Hashem, so it's only on the midas of chesed. So here I have to tell you something. You forced me into it. I'm sorry for a sidebar. Okay, this side. What? No, he says. He said, "Look, it's lidamos." He says it to do chesed. Lidamos el Hashem. The meaning of chesed is to be doyel Hashem. Says Hashem. No. But olam chesed yibone. The world is created with the ruchnius of Hashem. So only the midas are chesed. What about all the other midas? What about rachamim? What about all the hatovah? What about what? Yeah, he's asking. That's this question. So, and I'll tell you. You know, sometimes you know when you hear a question, if you don't have something to say about it, so you belittle the question a little bit. But if you have something to say about it, then you take advantage of the question. So I think it's a good question, and I want to share with you something. I said this many years ago. I still remember it's first Moshe. At the Sheva Brochus of Eli Shapansky. That was the first time I said it. That was like 100 years ago. No, he's not that old. But anyway, so it says that that Eliezer wanted a sign that who the right shidduch for Yitzchok was. So it says, well, the one that will say Gam Gmalecho Ashke, not only will she give him to drink, but Gam Gmalecho also to your camels I will give. This is the one that you have appointed, that she is the right one for Yitzchok. And Rashi says, Shehi gomeles chasodim, v'ru'yehi likonis lebeisa shel Avram. She's gomeles chasodim, and she's ru'yehi likonis lebeisa shel Avram. And the Mizrochi adds the words over there, v'imloi kein loma bochar ba'oiso sinim. If this is not an indication that she's roi to enter Avram Avinu's house, why did he choose this sinim? That sounds like this is only a simon to other things, that he chose this simon because this simon will indicate that she's roy. So I ask you, for Avraham Avinu's house, all you need is chesed. What about rachamim? What about emes? What about all the other? What?
Wasn't Avraham's mida was chesed?
Yeah, his mida, the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu introduced into the world, but he certainly was full of mida, so emes. He was full of the things that Avraham Avinu, he lived his whole life. He discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He taught the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chesed and rachamim and hatovah and all the good that he did was not only midas chesed. So I think the pshat is like this, that Eliezer saw a depth of midas chesed. And if a person has this depth of midas chesed, it can only come from the fact that he lives his life to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he's living his life, the emulator HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing the depths of chesed, which indicates that his chesed is emulating from his dimyun, from his mahu afato, memela, that's a proof that he has all the other midas as well. Because they're all connected. If the midas chesed, in other words, in midas chesed comes from, hey, I enjoy doing chesed, it's nice, go here, a little bit chesed, I have something to drink, I enjoy doing chesed, that's not. But if a person senses that the chesed stems from this deep-rooted desire to emulate, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once it's coming from there, then I know all the other midas are also in order. So I think is that chesed, the depth of the chesed that she did was a simon that it came from the deepest hakoro of Hashem and the mahu afato, and the mela, it's a simon that she had all the other requirements as well. So therefore, I say to you, Rabbi Yaakov, that even though this is one specific thing, but it's indicative on everything else. So Olam Chesed Yibone, that's the specific midah, but they're all connected. It comes like he says. That's what he says. That Mahu Gumahu Avdo Chasodim. He says, Chesed El Habeire Yisparch. The ultimate kavana is Lidomis Lashem. And when a person wants to be doimel Hashem, then
he says there is the yesod. He says it's the yesod.
No, it's the yesod because it connected to everything else.
Does this apply? Let's say you found someone who excelled in MS. Does that mean that it's all encompassing as well?
I would say so. I would say according to what I'm saying, because it's a simon. If it's only a simon, so the pshat is look. I'm making two assumptions. Number one,
to be what? Maybe it's specific to chesed.
No, but wait. I'm making two assumptions. You could contest the assumptions. But I think the assumptions are very logical. Assumption number one, you need more than chesed to enter Avraham Avinu's family. There were other midas that also Avraham Avinu was not bereft of the midas or emes, was not bereft of the midas hasavlonus, was not bereft of the midas or rachami. But let me just finish. So that's one assumption I'm making. If that's the case, then when this is a simen to be royally kones, it has to be indicative of other things. So where are the other things? The teres is, since the chesed comes from the Mahu Afato, the Mela, that I can now rest assured that since I see such a depth of chesed, which couldn't be achieved unless a person was focused his life on emulating Hashem, the Mela, now I can assume that the other midas are also there, also intact. That's the best I could do on that. Okay, let's move on. At least let's finish the...
Chesed is just the easiest way to test.
Maybe chesed is the best test. I don't know. But to me, all I'm saying is it has to be indicative that other things are there as well, because of where it comes from. Maybe chesed is taka the best. No. Well, it says the world stands. Okay, so let's see what he says. Now we can understand a little bit how beautiful that koyach of removing the Evan was. Shem omnom loy omol v'lo nisyago klal b'zeh. He didn't work hard. He didn't, you don't see him sweating away, you know, trying to move it on. It's Chazal say, the Loshen he quoted before, like you remove a cork from a barrel, yeah? He says, just removing the pkak from the barrel. He says, in the depth of his heart, there was a sense, a nekuda of chesed, which is a koyach hanelam hamahave yisoy kol abriya. That koyach of chesed, which is the koyach that brings about the existence of the whole bria. He had such superhuman strength of emulating Hashem and in expressing this koyach. And based on that, the expression of the depths of the chesed that he is manifesting and marshaling to do this act is equivalent to the spirituality in Godel, who is even greater than the mitzchein shel malach. Sharei gam kol elomos hamalochim atzmom. The malachim themselves, it's all based on Yisra Chesed, all part of the Bria. He united his heart with the full depths of his hatova in his heart, and he removed the Eben me'alpia be'er ma'im. V'charkach kenevach equates it, kenevach lo yisar bolu me'eshu ma'im. As the same battle that he fought with the Tsar, which was a combination of Eishumayim. He's comparing the Be'er to the Tsar, that this was, he says, was, teaches us this was even greater. In other words, that I don't know exactly how it knows it's greater, it's equal, but I don't know.
Because there it's the Yachad Lev there by the Gal Evan.
Yeah, but it's Kaneva.
Yachad Lev there. Was
like I don't know if it's great. I don't know. Okay, whatever. I'll take his word for it. Either way, it's definitely a comparison. V'es haschus hazos shal ma'isa chesed hasharos Yaakov Avinu olav hasholom onu maskirim b'chol haderos mespalim ba'avuro yaltim no moyim. We use this chus, this yichud lev, this dimension of mustering the full power of his chesed in order to be able to remove the stone from the be'er, where we ask, and that's chus. I guess I have to do with providing water. We ask, and that's chus ba'avu roi. With chus, that one action, deire, 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 here we are, 4,000 years later, we're still going to ask on Shmini Atzeres, ba'avu roi al tim no moyim. And the chus of that, the shleimus that existed in that act, I guess that even in Seichel, if it was the act itself, okay. So he removed the bear. He did a nice chesed, very nice. A couple of roya, maybe there were a lot of roya, whatever. He had them. They were able to water their flock. Fine, but no, this must have been an earth-shattering expression of his dveikus Hashem, of his mahuafato, of his chesed in a spiritual realm that's beyond almost human or beyond human comprehension. And then that's chus we ask ba'avur al tim no moyim. Nimtza eifo. Therefore, we find she'ein laharich shum ma'ase lefi ha'ma'amodim hashagritim bein hamoyin b'nei odom. Do not evaluate any action according to the normal measurements that exist amongst people. We're used to measuring things. Oh, chesed. You know, very simple. He gave $10. Okay, or he gave $20. Or he gave $30. He gave 50. That's how you measure it. He gave 150. He gave 180. Give out. I'm talking about millions. I'm not talking, you know what I mean? Anyway, so that's not the way you measure. That's it. The maise is measured by the pnimius. Ki yesh asher b'malos ha'elyoinus b'yoyse royim bohem b'shomayim azivas ha'toiro. Just as he said before, we learned this last time, that b'shomayim, because they didn't make birchas ha'toiro, or they weren't machshiv the Torah enough, it was because of, alozo bes toirosi, why, the Gemara says? Azivas ha'toiro was they didn't make birchas ha'toiro. They didn't appreciate enough. That lack of chashivus was considered the equivalent of azivas ha'toiro, because it was from the primius. L'umaseh, yesh ma'ase koten b'loi omol v'yegia. There's a small ma'ase, without very much omel negir, umahave yesod kol habriyo, and it creates a koyach that's foundational to all of creation. Kakol holech acha matzpune haleva hanelam. Everything goes after the kavonas haleva hanelam, and this is something I think that let's just finish the last line. Umikan ad kamo tzorich odin lizor b'chol ma'isekal. How much one has to be careful with every small action. Nobody can evaluate the value, configure out the value of actions. That brings to this depth of the nekuda. You look at an action. On the surface, it looks the same. It's a simple action. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't measure. Rachmona liba boy, Chazal say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants heart. And he measures the heart. And he measures the shleimus. And he measures the sincerity. And he measures mahu afato. And there's so many kama v'kama. I'm sure he gives a lot of examples too. But the marshal, Shmuz from the Alto, which I don't think is brought near at Sochan, I remember years ago, seeing it only someplace else. It says, Titan Emes Liakov, Chesed Avraham. What was Chesed Avraham? Hespedo shel Sorah. The Hesped that he gave for Sorah. That's the epitome of Avraham Avinu's Chesed, the Alter says. He gave it his wife, his dedicated wife, his devoted wife for so many years, and he made a Hesped for her. That's the ultimate Chesed. Male, if he did it for some, you know, derelict person that he didn't even know, and he gave such a. It's not the act itself. It's the pnimius. It's the sincerity. And he describes, he describes it. When it comes to midos, when it comes to chesed, when it comes to all bein olam chaveroi, the depth of kavona is the kavona to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says, mahu, it says, v'olachta bedrochov. How much of that am I feeling? But there's two points that he makes here. Point number one is that that's what you have to measure. The level of dveikus b'Hashem, the level of sincerity, the level of purity that he has inside. And two, that gives it a whole different koyach. He says, when it's from that spiritual koyach, then you rally spiritual koyches in the world like the koyches of creation itself. That's his example from Yaakov Avinu, was able to rally superhuman koyches. And we've seen that too. We've seen that people who really want to do chesed, who really have it to the depths of their neshama, and that it must come from some deeply hidden desire to connect with Hashem and to follow Hashem's ways, then those actions are on a new dimension. Those actions are different. They're judged differently, and they have superhuman koyches. It says, for example, the Medrash says that b'schus noshim tzidkonius nigel avoseinu mimitzrayim. What did the noshim tzidkonius do? When the husbands were working in the field, so one loshon of the Medrash is they brought them food, they brought them to drink, and they brought along a shmata to wipe the sweat off their brow. B'schus noshim tzidkonius nigel avoseinu mimitzrayim. So obviously the pshat is, it wasn't the action. Who wouldn't do such an action? But it's the depth of feeling. It's the way they did it. The feeling within an action is the way it's done. It's the with the sincerity, with the pureness. When it comes to actions, in all mitzvahs, I do it for schar. That's not so pure. I do it because I'm afraid of punishment. That's even less pure. I do it just because this is, I do it machmas avas Hashem. I do it, or like the Lashon of the Rambam, I do truth because it's true. It's sincere. It's real. The truth is, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but I always think of this on Shabbos, that we say, betayir libeinu lo'ovdecho be'emes. Purify our hearts that we should serve you in truth, with emes, which seems to mean that if the heart is not pure in Avodas Hashem, then it's sheker. What I'm doing is sheker. What do you mean? I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm not doing it with such deep kavod. I'm doing it. I can't do mitzvahs. It's a habit. Maybe I'll get some reward for it. What?
Lack of
it. It's not entirely better. That's what it says. Love the chod, the emes. It's without Tara Lev, it's not Emes. It's not Emes Avodas Hashem. I serve Hashem because I want to serve Hashem, because this is a mitzvah, because it's Avodas Hashem, because I love Hashem, because I want to connect with Hashem. Those are the feelings that a person has to have. And if it's not with that, then it's not real Emes. Because that, why is it not Emes? Because Rachmona Lieber boy. Because the essence of what Hashem wants is the heart. He doesn't need the physical actions. I mean, he doesn't need the heart either. But the heart is what elevates the person. That's who we really are. That's the depths of feelings. That's what he really judges. That's the definition of the essence of the Maisa. And that's the strength of the Maisa. Superhuman strength comes from that sincerest of connections and of service, of doing Hashem's Rotsan because it's Emes, because I love Hashem, because I want to emulate him, because I want to be Dovuk Hashem. That's the ultimate. That's what he wants. And by the way, the reason that he wants that, the Masil Sosharim tells us, is because that's the Tainug Lamiti. That's all part of his chesed. Because his chesed is to give us the ultimate chesed. And the ultimate chesed is the Odom Le'Nivra El-Sani El-Hashem, the Masil Sosharim says, she says, Ha'idin Ha'Tainug Lamiti, Ha'idin Ha'Godl Mikolu Yidunim She'Choyim Le'Mosei. It's the ultimate Tainug. It's the ultimate pleasure. So Memela, when a person does it that way, that Hashem is fulfilling the purpose of his creation, because he is accomplishing his mission of chesed by having us perform in that with that depth of chesed, and with dovuk Hashem, and we get the greatest. And the truth of the matter is that the hanor that a person gets when he does a mitzvah bishleimus, I remember certain people that the hanor that they would get from doing chesed, I was despoiled, when you get such a chesed, okay. It's like it was such a spiritual event. I feel so much closer to Hashem. I feel like Hashem. I'm emulating Hashem. I feel connected to Hashem. And he explains it emanates from that depth of connection to Hashem. It's a whole different life. It's a whole different idea. So I think that, you go ahead.
Yeah, they're bringing their husbands water and food and wiping their brows because that's what Hashem wanted, not because...
They're doing it. L'shem mitzvah. That's what it must be. They're doing it. Maybe l'shem chesed. Maybe it could be.
It could be.
No. I never forget. I walked around Elul once in Eretz Yisrael. A whole Elul bothered by the following question. I said, if we're supposed to do everything, l'shem tidamus l'Hashem, all chesed to be doing l'Hashem, so then I'm not doing it l'shem chesed. Chesed has to be, I want to help you. So, but if I'm doing it to be doing l'Hashem, doesn't that detract from the pureness of the chesed, which is to chesed, halvo, tzedakah, this is, I want to do it for you. So doesn't that detract the fact that you tell me the purity and the ultimate madrega is doing it, l'shem shamayim is doing it because mahu afato is doing it because Hashem commanded and I want to be like him? That takes away from what I'm doing to you. So I remember I didn't get an answer. And finally, I discussed it with the Navardik Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yankov Yachton, and he told me, he says, no. He says, that's gufa, the mitzvah, that's what Hashem wants. The mitzvah of to be ledovik b'Hashem is to do it with the ultimate concern to want to help the person. In other words, if you really want to be emulate Hashem, you can't do the act just to emulate Hashem. You have to do the act to emulate Hashem, which is the way Hashem does it, which is because he wants to be native. So the only way you're really emulating Hashem is if you do the act with the intention to be native. Otherwise, it's not istamus l'Hashem. That's what he told me. I remember a month I was bothered by that question, and I found that very satisfying. That the istamus is, what does Hashem do? Hashem doesn't do chesed because to do chesed, to be like himself. He does chesed because he wants to be native. He wants to do for you. If that's the reason, then my chesed doing like Hashem means the likeness of Hashem is doing it in the way that I'm doing it because I want to do for you. So that resolved that a little bit. I just want, we have just a couple of minutes, so I have to dive in my earth. And we're at a finished a section here anyway. I just want to mention one thing. This message is very critical in today's world. Today's world has become a world of materialism. Not just the materialism that surrounds us, in the in the secular world, but even our own shmiras mitzvahs and our own diktuk in mitzvahs has become very materialistic. It's a matter of frumkeit. It's a matter of the chitzonius, how I look and how I dress and material. Maybe even showing off how much material I've covered. And all of these things are like it's a mistaken emphasis on the raw on not what the essence is. The essence of learning is to be yoreh to its depth. The essence of mitzvahs is to do it with that ultimate depth. The ultimate depth is to do the rotzen Hashem, not to do the frum thing, not to do the good looking thing, the thing that will please my social peers or get me extra credits or help with the shiduchim or what have you. It's the pnimius, Rachmana Liba boy. And today we become so caught up in the chitzonius that it's almost as if the chitzonius of the outside world has infiltrated our world, that even though we keep to the mitzvahs, but we do them in a chitzoniistic way. It's the action. It's not the purity. We found tzedakah has been reduced to, I mean, and we have no choice, you know. I once heard from a very big gevir also, who was a chassidus Rav. He says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in a very good way. He says, yeshivas davon haben Geld. Und gvirn davon haben Covid. yeshivas need money and the gvirim need COVID. So it's a very good symbiotic relationship. But that's not the way it should be. The yeshivas don't need money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that was a famous thing once the Rosh Yeshiva came to Balabas and he told him, you know, we don't really need your money. Hashem gives us everything. I said, okay, Rabbi, thank you very much. Have a good day. That's not the way to be a fundraiser. But anyway, and the gvirim, so you know, you know, name on a building and this, but that's not really the way is. But there are some people that are mock, but there are people that give us money that if we would dare to tell anyone who they are, I don't think we'd ever get a red cent from them again. You know, they're just not, they can't. Now, by the way, sometimes the mitzvah is to be able to be mefarsim. And sometimes a person can do the pierce of l'shem shemayim. Let's say, for example, we ask someone here to be honored at a dinner. Okay, so say, oh, what honor? That's it. COVID, that's outside that this. No. You do the mesiras nefesh of being honored, and you're doing it only l'shem mitzvah, and you're suffering the busha and the thing that people could think that you're really doing it just to get COVID, and you're suffering all that only because I want to do the mitzvah, because I know if they'll honor me, that'll bring in a lot of money and the mela. So it's very complex. But I think the message that we should take, and the message for the world out there, and the message for our family, and the message for our Talmidim, is that the Torah, Rachman Alibaboy, Hashem measures the pnimius of a maisa. You know, the Hasidim have such beautiful stories about this. I don't know the stories too much, but it was a Yom Kippur, and Chveis was the Baal Shem or somebody there. He was sitting in Shul, and Chveis, or maybe Reb Levi Yitzchok, I'm not too knowledgeable in all of the Hasidish stories and things, but there was a kittering in Shemayim, and the things, the tefillahs weren't going so well. And there was a little guy in the back there that was whistling, you know, and the Oilam was very, you know, a shagitz feift, you know, and, well, what kind of business? And the Rebbe told him, he says, that's the tefillah that Kodesh Baruch Hu is accepting, because he doesn't know how to daven. He doesn't know how to say the words. He only knows he's whistling from the bottom of his heart. He wants to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can't underestimate we can't measure sincerity against physical meisim, because the sincerity is the essence. And on the outside, it could look terrible. And the pnimiest way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges is, and that's what it says, you know, Ha'odim Yir Le'inayim, a man can see what's visible to the eyes, Hashem Yir Le'inayim. Only Hashem can see what's in the heart. And that's what Hashem truly judges. Okay, can we now have a